Okay, I'll be more than happy.
It ain't gonna. I saw Mr. says, don't you know? I didn't sleep all night. I'm a nervous person, and I got mixed up when I thought I was telling it to you, and I was reporting it on them things about that University of Pigs and about the Kennedys, and they might up and sue me. So.
Okay, that's my address.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and a nice handwriting.
Number you can reach me at.
Well, I hope you get down here next year. I might be here. They might let me go by that time. I'm 5 years working on these old lady jobs, and it helps along with your Social Security, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Talking about a car, you never learned to drive a car, but what different types of cars did you know about? Any other types of cars? Or trucks or anything like that?
Well, my cousin's husband had a truck, but I couldn't tell you the name. He's dead 25 years already. I don't know that. I can't tell you about that. We used to ride around in a Columbia car. It was a square-looking car, and our friends used to call it an ice wagon. It was, you know, they were different shaped. It was the latest you could get in them time. Now, a car's good-looking. But they just make a square car, and you'd have the spare cord hanging on the back in case you had an accident. You could pull that down and use it on the wheel.
Spare part, that was
spare of tire, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and they had that tire had what in it?
That was a Columbia. I don't know what it had in. It was rubber, like today.
Yeah, but the inside of the tire had a what?
Oh, was that it? Well, no, that was like the spokes of a car. No, you took your spokes of the car was on the thing. You just put the tire on.
Yeah.
It's rubber.
Did
and
you
with
see,
the Columbia car was a good make. And he had another car, and they called it a Texan. You ever have a Texan car? That's an antique. You ever go to parades of antique car dealers' car? Down here they have a parade of them. All the antique cars they can buy and sell, they do that, and they have a regular parade of them. And I'll have to ask someday if I see a parade. It had a big store and must have been manufactured in Texas. Well, this gentleman, they were wealthy people, but they were very snidey in their way of living. They'd go to auctions and buy things. They'd buy a case of soap and keep it for a year so it would get hard, it wouldn't waste. They were too frugal, you know?
They were what you call a...
Stingy. Scotch, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And they bought this car. It was an odd make. They must have had more made of them, but I never met one. But this car ran good, and we had many good rides. But they were open cars. You see, you put a canvas up. They had a place to hook it on, and you could close yourself in like a regular limousine if it rained, and it rained plenty down here. So we got by with it, and we had a ride.
You'd be riding down the street, and down would come up.
We'd go out to the lake mostly. Shell Road, it's the Canal Boulevard now, but it was called New Orleans Shell. It was mostly shells from the basin, or it's a canal going along all the way out to the lake, emptied into the lake, but they called it Basin. It started at the Basin Street in downtown around Rampart and went all the way out to the lake. It used to be, its value was to catch the water if the city would get flooded. You know, would run in these canals and go out to the lake.
Yeah.
They had an odd way, and they got by. They didn't have a flooded city, so it was all right.
Those are all paved now, but they...
Paved roads and the canals covered up.
They're paved now, but they... But years ago, they...
It was the Shell Road, or Shell, see? We have plenty of shells down here. They deal in shells and cement. And they these little old lambs named it's a German. It's the third generation running that works now. They're millionaires, but their granddaddy, they have boats out in the lake and in the bayous, and they got all these shells. They get them for nothing.